Hey cousin, welcome to Coco Conjure. Here we talk about all things hoodoo, folklore, and spiritual journeys. If you haven't guessed already, my name is Coco. Cousin, I am beyond grateful that you have clicked on my video, on my podcast, and that you are here with me today. I am so blessed that you have found me, and if you found me, it's because you were supposed to. If you feel so inclined, please be sure to like and subscribe wherever you are listening. I promise you, we will have a good time here today. We are in the thick of December at the time of this release, probably, I want to say, the second Sunday of December. But I am recording this episode on November 30th. Winter in general makes me introspective. As someone who likes to work within the seasons, I find that death and the quiet of winter is like the perfect opportunity to reflect on the year thus far and the blessings and so on that I have accrued on my spiritual ledger and my spiritual bank. December is also the month I start to prepare for the coming year. I look forward to the winter solstice and the longer days that come, and I love to go into my new year with open roads. You know how I end every episode and I say, if you call for your blessings, they will come to you? Well, a road opener or an open road work acts as the yellow brick road to those blessings. It lights up all the spiritual paths and tempts fate in your favor. The general consensus is that road openers clear your path of obstacles, and I don't deny that to be the case, but I also think road opening work is good for navigating around those obstacles, making those obstacles clear for you to see. As if to say, when a door is shut to you on your journey, you can look to the right and see a window is left wide open. The first year that I did a road opening ritual was 2021. It was 2021 for 2022. I hit the forums and the digital space and the books, and everything I found was, it was very arts and crafts hoodoo, like glitter and aesthetics, right? And I still don't have a traditional teacher. All I knew was that the glitter and aesthetics, arts and crafts hoodoo wasn't really what I wanted. Like I didn't want the glitter and I didn't want the hot glue gun out, right? I also found a lot of one and done kind of work. So you light the orange tea light or you get a ring of orange Wicca Wicks candles, like the small tapers, and you surround those with, you know, herbs, and then you light them for one day and that's it. Like I didn't want that either. I also didn't want to sit at the crossroads for like 5 minutes and then go home. That wasn't going to work for me. I was asking for a year-long spiritual clearance of my path, or asking the spirit of fate, you know, that man at the crossroads, to favor my wants and well-being as I go throughout, you know, the next year. So somehow the tea light and the glitter and the herbs in a pan, it didn't seem like I was doing enough or offering enough. You know, the small flame was not enough to transmute my will. So I built my own spiritual work, my own ritual. And I've been doing that every year ever since. So I thought that I would go back to that first ritual, as I often do, as I prepare, and just share with you guys my UPG, my unverified personal gnosis, as to how this work worked in my life. So in 2021, looking to 2022, I wanted to be comfortable. That was my main goal. I wanted to be comfortable. I remember this because I can go back to my field journal and get a feel for where I was at the time when I was writing this out, when I was researching how this ritual would work, how I would piece it together. And in the margins, I was writing the things I wanted out of 2022, my resolutions, for a lack of a better word. I wanted to be comfortable with my finances, and I wrote down what that meant: a higher credit score, more money in the bank, etc. I wanted a job without office politics. It could be the same job. Maybe some people left. Maybe I got promoted to a different division, that kind of thing. I also wanted to untangle my relationships. So not a romantic sense, but like friendships, familial relationships, untangle those that were, you know, kind of drama filled, and tighten those up, right? Like really make sure that I gave time, attention, effort to the people who mean the most to me, and strengthen those bonds. And as I go back in my field journal and I look throughout 2022, like look throughout that year of the kind of work I did, the where I was emotionally, spiritually, I can say that all of those things happened for me, even if they didn't all happen the way that I would have liked them to. Right? Like, careful what you ask for, you just might get it. One of the major moments that stands out for me is 2.5 months after the road opener, I got laid off from my job. It was a byproduct of COVID overtime, and the nursing agency that I worked for at the time had mismanaged federal aid that was given out during COVID. Sad facts, very sad facts. So all of my colleagues and I, we get called into a Zoom call, and we're given the news that our division is shutting down. And we, after like the end of the month, we're not going to have a job. I think we had like 2 weeks left to work, three weeks left to work. That was it. Y'all, I got off that Zoom call and I sat there for a second and sipped my water, and I was in shock. I didn't even have time to cry or time to worry. The anxiety didn't even get a chance to like crawl up my neck, because as soon as I like clicked off the call in shock and took a sip of my water, the vice president of my division called me on Zoom and told me that he really liked my work, that he really enjoyed, you know, what I did for the agency, and how I was a great part of the system. And he wanted to move me to another division that did basically the same thing, or that would be doing basically the same thing once my current division was dissolved. And I got to keep my same pay, which was good, because at the start of the year, I had gotten a raise, an early raise, which was good. And I was already making a little bit more than my colleagues, because I was a team lead at the time. And I could keep working from home. As a matter of fact, I had to work from home because this new division was out of Pennsylvania, and I don't live in PA. So I got to keep all the same benefits, all the same joy, all the same, you know, all the same joy of working from home, all of that. He just wanted me to move to another division. And it was like, it wasn't even 5 minutes later of this same person telling me that I was fired. He fired me and hired me within 2 minutes. And the joy I felt from that was overwhelming. I thought that was it, right? Like, I got a raise earlier that year, and then I'm now escaping office politics from this one complete Karen I used to work with, because the division is gone and I'm moving to another one. So, you know, open road work complete as far as, you know, my career life, my financial life was concerned, right? Life can move on. Everything is fine. Nope. That wasn't the end of it. Because I got to this new job, and within the first few days, I realized I hated it there. I hated that division. It was frustrating beyond understanding working within the confines that they put me in. So I meditated on this, and it dawned on me that maybe this new division is a way station on my journey. I asked during my open road ritual before the start of the year that I be comfortable financially, that I escape office politics. And had I not been offered a new job, I maybe would have survived about a month before it was a problem, right? Like, so I didn't have to stay in this new division. I just had to use this moment, use this tower moment in my life to move to, you know, the next career, move to my next, you know, career opportunity. I wasn't meant to stay there, right? It just brought me time without losing money, without being uncomfortable financially, right? And that something better did happen, right? The job I have now, it pays, at the time, it paid $6 more than I asked for and about $10 more than I was making. And the cost of living and merit raises since then that were built into the model have also made my life very comfortable. I was able to move out and live on my own, like completely on my own, able to afford a car, able to do all sorts of stuff. So that's good, right? That's good. So yeah, that's a piece of my 2022. My road opener work, it threw that part of my life into chaos, into upheaval, definitely into a tower moment for a little while. But I think it did it for the better. I would have preferred not to have lost my job. Right? I got headhunted for the job I have now. I got asked to apply and I did, and yada. Like, I could have kept that old job without being laid off or without having to deal with all that other nonsense, like that way station in the middle, right? I could have lived with that, but I got what I asked for, right? Like, I got a new job opportunity. I escaped office politics, untangled the relationships in my life. Like, I got what I asked for. So it took 9 months to see to completion from the start of my open road work to when I started my new job and my personal life and my professional life kind of calmed down. It definitely took 9 months to see completion in that those arenas of my life. But I say all of this to say that road opening work isn't a tiny work for a small situation. At least not for me. Road openers are used when you need major life shifts, and major life shifts take time. And these road openers should really pave the way for blessings over a long period of time. Road openers are gates opening and closing. They are the big picture falling into place, even if you can't see it. And we have to recognize the shifts, you know, recognize those gates opening and closing, and then move with them instead of against them. For those more immediate issues, when you need to make a way where there is no way, when, you know, the gate is cracked and you need it wide open, you do blockbuster work. That kind of work is not something I do often. I usually complete this when it's a person in my way, when a person and their will stands against my goals, right? For example, I had to get a social worker to do an evaluation on me as a part of a medical procedure that I need done next year. And my surgeon's office was doing everything in their power to not take my social worker's report, right? Like, so I did a blockbuster, right? I pushed through this immediate obstacle in my way that was placed in my path because of someone else's will, because of someone else's exertion in my life, right? That's usually when I do blockbuster work. You can do blockbuster work for other things, but that's usually when I do it. Okay, so what are the steps to my road opener spiritual work? Okay, I'm going to throw a disclaimer here. I've given this work to 4 different people, and as far as I know, none of them were able to complete it the same way that I do. None of them. This is time consuming. Though over the years, I have boiled it down to something very doable, very quiet, right? I'm also not going to spoon feed you formula or any of that jazz. I'm going to give you the broad strokes here, and I encourage you to adapt this work as you see fit. I basically have to plan it out for this year anyway, and I'm going to take you on that journey of my planning process so you can get an idea of what it looks like to build your own spiritual work, to plan it out, and to execute it. First step is pre-work. You always have to do your prep, your pre-work. So, okay, first step, timing. I have to evaluate my time. As a hoodoo, as a worker, you do work when work needs to be done. I'm going to say that one more time. As a hoodoo worker, you do work when work needs to be done. Timing, though important, does not beat the sense of urgency. Okay. So if you were coming to me and asking me, when should you do a road opener? I would tell you to do it at the start of a cycle, like Sunday or dawn, the first of a month, a birthday, top of an hour, the new moon, like, right? Depending on how cunning you are, it depends on your flexibility, right? Okay, so I'm pagan, so my reasons for timing may be different from yours. I like to start my road open work the day after the winter solstice. The winter solstice marks the first day of winter, and it's also the longest night of the year. Okay, that means after the winter solstice, the days will get longer and the nights will get shorter. From this point forward, we can see the light of change coming to us. None of this reasoning is hoodoo related. Again, it's I am pagan. It simply aligns with my views on the spiritual world and the cycles of life and death. And as it so happens, the winter solstice can be considered the beginning of a cycle, right? For 2024, the winter solstice falls on Saturday, December 21st. So I will do my ritual on Sunday, December 22nd. Also the beginning of a cycle, Sunday, right? So sometimes things just line up the way you need them to. This spiritual work takes me 9 days to complete. 9 days to complete. So including the 22nd, my last day will be December 30th. Okay. Looking at my calendar, I don't see anything that I need to account for. I'm not going on a trip or anything this winter. My sister will be in town, though, during the tail end of this ritual. But Big Sis knows the deal, so I'm not too worried about that. Okay. Before I complete my open road ritual, I like to do 3 days of uncrossing, a 3-day uncrossing spiritual work, and also clear my home before I work. So I want to do that. I want to do that before the solstice, and I want to use the day of the solstice as like a day of spiritual renewal. Like I can sit and rest my bones. So I will start a 3-day uncrossing on the 18th. Uncross. And I will clear my home on the last day of that. So the last day of that uncrossing would be the 20th. If I include the 18th as day one. Okay. I'm writing this down as I talk. So just give me a second. Clear home. Okay. So recap. The 18th, I start my uncross. The 20th, I clear and bless my home after the last bit of my uncrossing is done. The 21st, I will take a day of meditation. Maybe I'll ask a friend if they want to hang out that evening. There is a meetup that day, with a spiritual group I like to meet with. But as of right now, my spirit is telling me to just block that day for rest and quiet merriment. I don't really think I want to be around people or drive 2 hours to the temple where I usually go. So we'll just take that day as a spiritual rest and fulfillment. Okay, next pre-work thing I need to think about is my supplies. So my road opener has two components. There is a bath that I complete and candle work at my altar. The bath is simple. I have the herbs that I dried out from my summer garden. Yeah, I have that. But do I have Abre Camino? Abre Camino is the road opener herb. Okay. You can use it for more than just road openers. Like I've heard it used in court cases or attracting clients and anything to block, like any in blockbuster work as well. Like you can use it as a attraction. You can use it as anything to create a path from something to you. Right. But I use it for its main spiritual nature, which is to pave that yellow brick road. Right. You can pair it with other herbs too, like lemongrass or orange peel or bay leaf or five finger grass or vetiver, which is also used in Van oil. I treat Abre Camino like an anchor spirit in my work, though. So it's not something I can substitute for. So if I don't have it, I can't be like, oh, well, let me just grab, you know, the lemongrass. No, no. It's right. Like in this particular work that I built, it's one of the main components, right? Fire is the main component for the candle work. Water is the main component for the bath. Abre Camino is the main spirit that I'm utilizing. So I need that. And looking at my apothecary, yes, I have a little left, just enough to get me through a 9-day work. Good times, good work. Now, candle work. First time I did this, I had a red, an orange, a green, and white taper candles, right? Now I pour and make my own candles. So I have soy wax and I have a glass sleeve. I should probably make this candle soon so I know for sure it's set and ready when the time comes. Also, I think I have wicks. I have wicks. Okay, yeah. If you want, you can bop to your local Botanica and buy like an Abre Camino candle for your road opening candle. It will have a prayer you can read. It has Abre Camino written all over it. Just remember that just because it has a prayer on it, just because it says Abre Camino, it doesn't mean that the candle is dressed. You're still going to need herbs and other components to put in that candle. Okay. 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 So full list of what I need. 7-day candle. I have the components. I can make it. I also like to recreate a crossroads on my altar by using tea lights. And it looks like I have enough of those. Good. I do need to get some crossroad dirt to draw an X to make like a sympathetic crossroad on my altar. So by 12:15, I need to source that. Source X road dirt to 12:15. Okay. Add it to the calendar. Okay. Next thing, my herb blend, including the Abre Camino, check. Have to clear my home. So do I have rosemary to smoke it out? Ooh, yes. Yes, I have rosemary. Okay. Do I have Florida water, child? I sure don't. I don't have Florida water. I don't have Florida water, but I do. Look at this. I found the herb blend I used to make my own Florida water. Hey, okay. So I just need to get some white rum. I will add that to the grocery list. Grocery list. Yep. Okay. Boom. You don't have to be extra like me. You could just buy Florida water. Right. Or if you want to, you could just mix like some salt, some water, and some rosemary and clean with that. But I like to use the Florida water. I'm also going to use the Florida water to clean and bless my tools. That's my bowls, my brooms, whatever I'm using. And also, when I do the altar reset, I'm going to splash the Florida water on that as well. So, done. Okay. This list is looking pretty good. Offerings. I need an offering. I will give whiskey. Whiskey's good for all spirits. And I need to make a meal to share for those 9 days. I will get that stuff when I go to the grocery store. I do my next grocery run on the 20th. Okay, so I got time to plan. Usually when I make a meal, it's like black eyed peas, collard greens, smoked necks, rice, like that kind of stuff. Like normal black people food. Okay. Okay, my last pre-work thing, I need to give up something leading to this work. I give it up. I go on a fast of sorts to show commitment. I show commitment to the spirits I'm appealing to and commitment to the work that I'm doing and commitment to myself, right? What you give up can correlate to the road or roads you want open. It doesn't just have to be a fast of like, you know, not eating until the evening or giving up meat or something. It can be anything in correlation to what you're asking for. So last year I gave up added sugar as a show of commitment to my weight loss journey. As of this recording, I have lost 41 pounds. So, you know, go me. I'm going to do that again this year. I'm going to give up added sugar, but I'm also going to give up food delivery. So I have to go to the grocery store or go to the restaurant or whatever. I have to give up convenience. I'm going to do that as a show of commitment to my weight loss journey again, but also to my financial journey. You know, go to the grocery store. I have a budget. I'm not making snap decisions, you know, on a app while laying on my sofa and spending an extra $15 every time I want to eat out, right? Like, that's crazy. So I'm going to do my weight loss journey and my financial journey. I'm going to give up added sugar and I'm going to give up on the food delivery apps. I will delete them from my phone as soon as I finish this episode. You know, when we talk about doing work, we always talk about why, or if you're online, they'll say intention. Everything's about intention. It's important to know, you don't just do work to do work, right? It's important to know what you want out of the work you're doing. And I'm trying to pave the way for better habits for next year. I'm trying to draw, you know, a better me, a better financial me, a healthier me to myself. And all of the mundane and spiritual things that may be in the way, I want to navigate around or completely move out my way. So that's the reason for this year's ritual. A healthier me and continue my road of financial success. I don't just want to be comfortable anymore. I want to live in that overflow. So continue that as well. Okay. Giving up something before work, though, is optional. I should say that here. Most workers I know will fast just to clear their own bodies and minds before work. Doesn't necessarily have to be involved as I'm doing. How soon you do this before your work is totally up to you. I am literally going to start on December 1st, even though my work does not start. Listen to my timeline here. I don't actually start the ritual until the 22nd, right? But I'm going to start this no added sugar. I'm going to start this no, you know, apps, no delivery apps, December 1st, okay, as a show of commitment. Because even though my ritual doesn't start until the 22nd, on the 18th, I have to uncross. On the 15th, I have to do a rite at the crossroads. So I want a solid 2 weeks of just a show of commitment. That's it. A solid 2 weeks of me not eating added sugar, not using the apps, not getting the fatty foods, saving some money. I want a solid 2 weeks of that. before I even make it to the crossroad to get the crossroad dirt. Okay. I should also mention that some folks like to get a reading done before they go into heavy spiritual work. They usually question whether the work is needed or not, like going into spiritual work. I don't do that for this ritual. It's a spiritual work I do every year and will continue to do every year as a way to open my roads for the new year coming. And I don't think a reading is necessary for me to continue this tradition. Like, do you do a reading before you go to church on Sunday or before you cleanse your home? No, you don't. Right? Those are things you do to maintain spiritual order and to honor those who came before us. My view of my road opener is the exact same way. It's spiritual maintenance. It's maintenance in my life, right? So instead, I do the reading at the end as a way to capture whatever I need to know now that I've, you know, lit my path for the coming year. Okay. So that's my pre-work. I've mapped it out. I have set my mind to the task. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I have my show of commitment. I have most of my supplies already, which is really good. And I have more than enough time to gather supplies that I don't have. So I'm cooking with gas. All right. So the ritual to me, again, because I guess I've been doing it for so long now, is easy to do. Like it takes time, takes commitment, but it's not tedious. Okay. So the ritual. First, every day of this ritual, I crown myself with an anointing oil, like a holy oil, and I thank the ancestors for their blessings and ask them to move with me into the new year, right? So that way, my spiritual path aligns with the bank of blessings they hold. Okay, then I set my table. So I dress my poured 7-day candle and four tea lights in my open road oil. To make an open road oil, you take your herbs for your open road blend and you add them to a base oil of your choice. It could be olive oil. Olive oil is normal. It's what you have on hand most of the times. I like to use sunflower oil because of texture reasons. And I also add vitamin E oil to preserve that oil for the year to come because I use that same oil in some of my blockbuster work if it's necessary. Okay. So, yeah, I'll dress the candle in that oil and usually on the 7-day candle sleeve, I'll write Psalm 119:105. And that psalm says, "You are a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And I tend to use that psalm as like a mantra throughout the whole ritual. You can also speak Psalm 23 over the candle. I also do write a petition to the crossroad man and place that under the candle itself, the 7-day candle. Okay. So far all I've done is dress the 7-day candle, dress my 4 tea lights, made sure that I have a visual reminder of what I need, what I'm aiming for, which is Psalm 119:105. And I wrote out my petition. I think that there is magic, not just in saying words, but also in writing words, like writing it down. There's magic in that. So definitely really good to write your petition. Okay. So now that all of my candles are dressed and my petition is written, I will form an X with the crossroads dirt on my altar. I place my petition in the middle and then I place the 7-day candle on top of the petition in the middle of the X. Then I'll dress my tea lights as well. And at the end of each spoke of the X, right, I'll place a tea light. So when I'm done, I'll have 4 tea lights surrounding the 7-day candles in the 4 corners of that X. Okay. You can add tokens and trinkets if you want, like skeleton keys, Those are really good for open road work. If you have any kind of religious iconography you want to use, that's cool. A saint statue, if you want to do that, he can be presiding over the work. I don't work with saints, so I don't know. I don't even know how to advise you on how to do that, but there you go. Okay. Then when it's time, I light my candles with the eastmost facing candle first, then north, then west, then south. Then I finally light the 7-day candle in the middle. So the four T lights going east, north, west, south, and then the 7-day in the middle. All while I'm lighting these candles, I'm praying, I'm saying my petition. If I have no words coming to my mind, like my spirit isn't moved to that yet, then I will repeat the mantra, you are a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. I'll just keep repeating the psalm, okay? I also make sure to offer a glass of whiskey on the altar for ancestral spirit, for the crossroads spirits, like everything that's coming through, anything I'm utilizing, I offer this glass of whiskey. Okay. Oh, I should mention that when I dress the candles, I also will blow or spit on them because I'm tagging it to myself, right? So I dress the candle in the oil. I make sure that it's the work is aimed to me by blowing on it or spitting on it. Okay. I had to make sure I said that. Okay. So while that's burning, while the candles are burning, I will mix my herbs, including that Abre Camino, and create a tea. Okay. I take that tea with me into the tub and I wash my body and I pray over myself. I don't have a set prayer. I just let my spirit speak as best as I know how. There's been many times where I've during this bath, I start to cry because I'm so spiritually overwhelmed. I start crying, you know. It's very moving for me. Anyway, at the end of the first and the last bath that I complete, I actually wring out my washcloth over a jar and collect some of the water for the end of the ritual. Okay. And I do that for 9 nights. I light the candles and I do the bath for 9 nights. Night being defined as after sunset. So once it's dark, it's night. You can start your ritual. Okay. So after the bath, I will sit naked in front of my altar and meditate or pray while I air dry. Or I will scry into the flame of the 7-day candle and allow images to come to me. If I have a vision or an epiphany, I'll write that down, you know, write down what I see or what I think of in my field journal. And then once all the tea lights are burned out, I'll get some water, bring myself down spiritually, like back to spiritual center, and then I'll go get some rest. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's the ritual. Set your lights, then move to the bath, and then after the bath, as you air dry, go back to the altar and continue the prayer or your mantras, scry in the candle, see what you see, watch the flame, watch how it melt, how the wax melts, you know, just pay attention to what's going on around you spiritually in this moment, and then write down any epiphanies or anything that comes to mind as you're going through this ritual. And I do that for 9 nights. I don't reset the altar every time. The 7-day candle stays in the middle. The dirt X stays there. The only thing I reset with the candles are the tea lights, because I'm using the tea lights as a, not just to add a boost of flame to the work, like the flame energy to the work, but also as a timer for more or less. That's why I don't scry or try to read the wax in the tea light candles. It's all about that main candle that I try to read. But I do reset the tea lights every time. So I use 4 tea lights after 9 days, like 4 tea lights a day, basically. So that's 36 tea lights. 36 tea lights. I like to do things instead of three. I chose nine because as a birth ritual that my grandmother described to me when she gave birth to my mom, she had to be in bed for 9 days. She had to walk around her house 9 times after the 9-day rest. So nine to me and my family symbolizes a completion, right? Like completion of work. Like I said, I also like to do things in sets of three, 3, 6, 9, 12, so on. I like to do things in sets of three, three herbs in my oil blends, three oils on a candle, like everything's three, 3, 6, 9, 12, whatever. You may have a number of spiritual significance to you, and I invite you to adjust this work to that number. However, we are talking about a work for a year long's worth of blessing. So I would not recommend anything less than three. Anything less than three sounds like not enough. You could do one for every month of the year. So that's 12, you know, but I don't do that. It's nine. Nine is my number. So 9 days of lighting candles, bathing my body, praying, singing, meditating, crying each day, noting any spiritual epiphanies I have, watching the candle, the 7-day candle that I poured, burn, you know, all of that. And at the end of the 9 days, before the sun comes up, I take my bath water and some whiskey and I go back to the crossroads where I sourced my crossroad dirt. And I give thanks to the crossroad spirit and offer the whiskey. And I also release my work by pouring my bath water out in the middle of the crossroad while facing east. Then I go home. Then I go home and I review my field journal, review any epiphanies I had. This is the time now that if you want to do a reading, you can do a reading. I look at the finished burn on the candle sleeve, look at how cloudy it is, how did it take? Was all the wax gone? If all the wax is gone, then it took. I read the wax rings. I think about, go back to my field journal about how it burned, all of that stuff. So I start my like post work stuff, you know, and I write that down in my field journal as well. Just so that way I have a point of reference throughout the year and I can go back to this work and be like, okay, this is where this work showed up in my life. Yeah. Now, like I said, I've given this work to 4 people and oftentimes they do not complete it. Or I explain how much work goes into it and how much time it takes. And just in the explanation, like probably a lot of you have thought of, think when you're hearing me talk about it, you're like, no, thank you. No, thanks. And let's be fair. If you include, you know, the summer when I planned my herb garden and I grew my own herbs and I dried them out and I sourced my materials and my 2 weeks of fasting before I even start, you know, the first set of things in the ritual, completing the crossroads rites, you know, at the crossroad, and then 9 days of working and all this other spiritual work that's involved. It's very involved work. And I get that. It's mostly because, not just commitment, it's also because I've uncommercialized my work as much as I can. I make my own oils, I grind my own herbs, I pour my own candles, I source my own materials, right? Like to create an oil takes 7 to 14 days. So if I need to make new road opening oil for this work, I need to start like today, tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like I need to start soon because it takes 7 to 14 days for the oil to seep, like the oil and the herbs to seep together and really mix. Otherwise I have to get out a double boiler and now I'm sitting over my stove and I'm heating up the, like it's a lot of work involved. Okay. So here are some ways to fit this work into your life before we get out of here, because we are running kind of long today. So here are some ways to fit this into your life. You can shorten your fast. Maybe you only fast 3 days prior. You don't have to do like I do, start the top of the month, right? I get that I'm being extra. You can buy your materials. You can bop to the Botanica and pick up road open oil, pick up a road open candle, pick up a road open bath blend. And just that alone, half of your work is done for you by another worker. Okay. You can shorten your ritual days. Maybe you just do 3 days and that's it. Okay. You can complete only one component. So maybe you just do the candle work for 3 days. And at the end, you take the wax and the crossroad dirt and you create a mojo, you know, and your petition, you create a mojo. I don't know. That sounds good to me. And of course, you can always find an online service or an in-person service. You pay a worker and they'll do all the heavy lifting for you. All you got to do is show up when the service is offered. In person would probably be better. But because of that, you won't be so passive. And because it's someone doing it for you, it probably won't take the whole 9 days. Right? What works for me works for me. And I encourage you to do most of the work yourself. And I want you to understand that commitment, time, patience, all of that is baked into this spiritual work, because these are concepts. These are powerful concepts, powerful components. I'm putting in time and commitment because I'm asking the spirits I'm working with to do the same for me for an entire year, right? The results are strong. The results are long lasting. So the work should not be a flash in the pan or taken lightly. Okay. You've made it to the end of the podcast. Congratulations, cousin. Before we get out of here, I just want to let you know that you deserve the world. We are coming up to the end of the year and we are entering into a new season. And as we are in this time of change, it's important to call your blessings in, right? Call your blessings into you. And the first step to that is an open road work. There's some other work you have to do after that, I'm not going to lie, to set yourself up even further. But the first component to that is opening your roads, lighting up that path to you spiritually and in the mundane sense. So that way you can see completion in your life. You can see progress forward. And cousin, if you call for your blessings, they will come to you. I'll see you guys next time.